Blog Talk Radio.
Now we gotta learn how to deal with it.
how are we going to deal with what has happened to us? You know, I tell students all the time as I'm training in programs around the state of New Jersey and around the country, it's not so much what has happened to us as it is our reaction to what has happened. And that's what I see people getting into a lot of problems, because they don't have a good way of handling what has happened to them. Most people that I know that are in some type of fallout from some kind of traumatic situation where it's taking them down, where they're not really experiencing the joys and the wonders of life that God would have us experience, is because of our reaction to the things that have happened. So that's why we're here empowering you. Right here on the Coach Melissa Show, we're going to empower you. So we want to say congratulations to all the winners of the Release Your Power Empowerment Movement. You know, when it started out, it just started out with me, you know, wanting to put in book form some of the lessons that I've learned in life as it resulted from bad relationships, having been molested, having been raped. I just wanted to share some of the lessons that I learned, some of the things that I learned that helped me get my life together, helped me to become successful in life. I just started out just wanting to share that in a book. And so we wrote the book, Release Your Power. That book was first written. And then the book, things just began to, you know, doors began to open. Now, I should say God began to open doors. And every door, you know, that God opened, we just were very thankful and grateful that he opened these doors. But he was showing us with each and every door that he has a plan for our success. You know, God has a plan for your life, for my life. You know, he has a wonderful plan. He has a good plan. And you just have to let God, you know, you just have to let God, you know, do what he knows how to do best, which is how to guide your life. You know, and what we have to come to realize and accept sometimes is that we don't know how to guide our lives, you know, and it's okay, because that's what we have him for. You know, it's just like if you're a parent, you understand the value and the love that you feel when your children need you. Some parents do it overboard. They go overboard, and then they don't know how to, you know, break it off when it's time to. But God knows. He knows when to tell us no. He knows when to tell us yes. He knows when to pull back. He knows when to pull, you know, when to go forward. So we just are excited about the empowerment movement, the Release Your Power. We're excited about the transformation movement that is sweeping the country. We thank God for all that he has orchestrated here with, you know, the teaching that's going forth to teach people how to pretty much pick themselves up, dust themselves off from a bad situation, turn their lives around, and do whatever you want to do with your life. You know, what do you want? Your life is before you like a clean slate, like an open canvas. The tools like Release Your Power, the Bible, and other books that you may read and look at, these are like a painter or artist would have his paint brushes and the different color paints or the different types of materials that a fashion designer would use to create some wonderful thing. Well, that's what you have. You have tools to create this wonderful life. You know, a person might say, well, you know, all I need to read is the Bible. Well, if that was the case, God would not have birthed and given dreams and goals and ideas to authors if that was the only book that he wanted you to ever read. No, God wants you to read other books. He wants you to learn from others. If God didn't want us to learn from others, he would have never told us to go and make disciples. He would have never told us to go and, you know, give your testimony. And, you know, he would never have said go and fellowship one with another. He would have never said, you know, all the things that he told us to go and to share with others. He said, each should encourage the other better than himself. So God wants us to help others. God's okay if you read another book or other than the Bible. So I know some people, they think that that's not, you know, right, or that's not, you know, something God would want. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what God you're serving, but the God I served, you know, raised me up to write a book, just like he raised someone up to make makeup or soap or other things that we use every day, cars. You don't have any problem jumping in your new ride when it's time to. You know, we understand the value of creation. You know, I love what God told Adam when he was in the garden. He was like, you know, take dominion. Hello. You know, people were like, oh, I'm tired of being on this earth. I'm ready to check out. But why? Did you take dominion yet? Did you do all that God has told you to do? Yeah, I did everything, God. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't have sex out of wedlock. I didn't do this. I didn't fornicate, whatever. Yeah, but did you become all that you could? You know, because he said, use all your gifts and talents. Did you become, you know, a joy to life? Did you take dominion over anything? You know, what are you taking dominion over? So, Coach Lisa Show, you know, we're here, so we want to be able to keep up with our book giveaway because we want to be able to stick to that word that we put out there. So here's how we're going to do it today, because I know you can't hit your number one key. I don't have a switchboard. I'm actually sitting on the New Jersey turnpike kind of situation, headed to New York, and New York is right over there. I wish I could take a nice picture for you. But, you know, while you're on the phone, you can't take a picture. I should have my other camera out, and that way I could have taken some pictures for you, and we could have posted them later. But for those people who haven't seen the New York skyline, how amazingly awesome is it? And here's the thing, and if I wish you could see this, for my husband, so that he'll know, I have hands free. I'm talking from my headset. So I know he worries about me. God bless him. But, you know, it's nice to have somebody to worry about you, right? Because what would be the alternative to not worrying about me would be to have someone who didn't care. And, you know, what good would that be, right? But the play today, I'm so excited about. Headed over to New York, to Brooklyn, with my girl Dana. Thank you, Apostle Tanya Blum, who made the connection. God bless you. Your Holy Ghost hookup. I'm on my way, never been a keynote speaker at a play. So, you know, don't tell me what God can't do, because I'm not the one that's going to hear that, because I know God can do anything he wants to do, and he can make anything happen. If he could get a donkey to talk hello, he can get anything. But I still want to be able to give a book away before our half-hour show is up today. And certainly want to give a few shout-outs, though. Before we do that, I want to give a shout-out to my wonderful, wonderful partner and sister who helped sponsor some books today for some awesome women. Also want to give a shout-out. That would be Minister Beverly Carter. Awesome, awesome. And if any of you would like to be one of our giveaway hosts or sponsors, you want to give away a book or something and get that shout out right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Just send the books to 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426, Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07201. If you would like to give away a book, or if you are a gospel artist, or you have empowerment messages and music, if you would like to give away a CD to one of our guests, we will give you a shout-out. We will shout-out the product or service that you're giving away. If you wanted to give away an hour of free coaching to someone who needs empowerment coaching or financial coaching, they got cognition coaching. There's every kind of coaching you can think of is out there. You want to give away
how to stop lying coaching, how to stop cheating coaching. They got all kinds of coaching because what they realize is that coaching is a way to really ensure that you will achieve that goal, that thing that you are working toward. So there was a, so I just look at how, you know, the tides have turned and how things are shifting. You know, there was a time where if you wanted a coach, you would have had to pay a lot of money, money that the average person would not be able to afford, thousands of dollars to hire a private coach to work with you to help you achieve academic success, personal success, financial success. But now you can get that in for a little bit of nothing. So we are excited about that. I'm glad that, you know, I got in, you know, early enough that I can, you know, really have some successes under my belt. For some people, they're just starting out, but there's still room. There's room enough for everybody. Believe me, don't believe the hype. There is room enough for everybody. If you want to be a coach, you can be a coach. You can be a teacher. You can be a trainer. You can be an author. Want to be an author and you don't have a clue as to how to be an author, please attend my self-publishing workshop. I will teach you everything you need to know from A to Z. When you read, you'll be absolutely able to get the book written, published, sold. The next self-publishing seminar is going to happen on June 16th from 9 to 12 p.m., 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Elizabeth, New Jersey, at our PSUI Training Institute. This is $49.99. I told some teachers that today they couldn't believe it. They said, "What? That's all? You're not going to get it this cheap anywhere." If I was you, I was ready. Don't wait. Pay the money ahead of time. You can go right to, you can inbox me on Facebook and find out about it. Or you can inbox me and let me know that you want to attend. I will send you the link. Right now, our website is being worked on, so it will be up in another couple of days. But you know, we have the website, LisaJWilliams.com. We own that name, so we don't have to worry about anything. But the website is being worked on. We have a hosting company with Twitch Web Hosting Company. So we have to retool the website, but we're working on that as we speak. So you can inbox me on Facebook. Now, here's how we're going to do our book giveaway today. You can't call in, but what you can do, you can inbox me on Facebook. You can inbox, if you're my friend already and you're listening, you already know where to inbox me. If this is your first time tuning in and you don't have a clue, you can go to Facebook, the Lisa, L-I-L-I-S-A, Williams. There are other pages out there, but find the Lisa Williams page. Inbox. I can check all the pages. Any page that comes up to Lisa Williams, you can inbox me. The first person that inbox me, you know, Facebook keeps track of time. So the first person may not be up there, that person will be our winner. So far, we have 13 winners so far for the month. We are excited that the word is going forth. Your power. We even had one woman, but we're working now to make arrangements for you to come and speak at her event. So if you want to attend my book marketing and speaking seminar, I will teach you how to sell your book, how to sell more books, how to get yourself booked as a speaker, how to get more products and services out of your entrepreneurial venture. And the work that you're doing as an entrepreneur. Being here on the phone like this, doing the radio show, just is one way that I get to enjoy being an entrepreneur. So I'm headed over here as an entrepreneur. We're on the go. We're in the car. We're driving. We're doing the radio show. We're paying attention to traffic. Thank God I'm going in the flow of the other way. There's not so much traffic at this point. We're going into New York City. Right now, everybody's getting off work and leaving. The only thing missing is my husband at my side. I wish you could go in with me. I love New York and I love seeing it. It's
Well, my sister Holly was the first person to take me to New York, and I'll never, ever forget my first trip to New York City with my sister Holly. It was so, so special. That was 26 years ago when I first moved to New Jersey. Here we are, coming down to the wire to almost the end of the show, but I just wanted to make sure that we have our show today. I hope you got something out of it. Just know that you have power of greatness. It's in there. You can't speak no matter what. I heard Reverend Ron, he was the keynote speaker. Reverend Ron Christian was our keynote speaker this morning at the Ivy Hill Elementary School. What a powerful speaker. I'm telling you, it was awesome. And we sat there, about 25 of us professionals from different walks of life there to share for their second annual career day. Kudos to the whole team there, the vice principal, the principal Brown, Barbara Williams, one of the teachers, the one that says that gives my name each and every year for different events that they have at the school. But that message that he gave morning. Very, 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 very powerful. He talked about George Washington Carver and how George Washington Carver had a dream. He had a plan, and he succeeded because he followed the dream, and he designed a plan, and he stuck with it. And it was just so, I just loved how he laid out the story and how this thing happened with George Washington Carver, how he was sold into slavery after just 1 week old, and how at one point they were giving him so many kudos for the work he had done, coming up with the machine to feed them. But then how when things start going bad and the economy is going down, they dismiss him. Know how people can hear you today, but tomorrow they're saying crucify you. But how he didn't give up, and he came back with a more powerful and more stronger plan, and he was able to succeed. So I'm just giving you a summary of how he reached with it. So in other words, no matter what is coming against you, no matter what problems you face, you can still find your dream because it's within you. You can create a plan for that dream. Plan is within you. You have the ability to plan your life. You have the ability to plan out how you're going to move on something financially, spiritually, relationship, professionally. You can, as an entrepreneur, you can plan how you want to go about something, how you want to even if you've been knocked down. Okay, you may have been knocked down, you may have been stomped, you may have been just like beaten to a pulp. But guess what? Do you know you can plan your way back up and out of your situation? No matter who walked off and left you, no matter who has rejected or neglected you, no matter who has hurt you, do you know you can plan yourself a strategy to get back on top? Did you know that? You know, I don't know if many people realize that. Some people, when they get knocked down, they think this is it. They think this is all there is. You know, this is my lot in life. This is what I have. You know, this is what all I got. This is what came to me, so I won't have more. So I am here to unequivocally let you know that you can come back. But you have to plan your attack. You have to strategize. You have to strategize on how you are going to recover and become a success. You know, Beverly, you'll love this. It was so cute. The ladies that you supported with the book today, one of the ladies said, she was just kind of looking through it. I was asking them questions about the book. And she said, do you have a sequel? And I'm like, you haven't even read that one yet. She says, well,
I'm the type of person, if I read something that is good, I want to get the next one or the next one. I thought that was so cute. So I thought about you also, Beverly, asking me, what about the next book? And others have asked that as well. But, you know, sometimes it takes us a while to catch on to something. That's why I love to tell parents, especially, you know, don't just tell your child something one time. Tell them, don't just tell them two times. Tell them over and over and over again. You might say, well, when should I stop telling them? Stop telling them when you see it happen. If you have the stamina and the strength to continue to encourage them, keep on encouraging them until you see your fruit come to pass, right? So we're going to be looking for the fruit, ladies. Well, we are absolutely out of time. I believe it is past the, we have, it seems like we have maybe just a few more minutes. But the show will soon be over, so I don't have the outro to play for you. But I certainly do have a word to give to you as you part, as we part, and as you go through this evening, and as you go through, you know, your evening and your weekend, okay? Don't forget to make a plan. Don't forget to, first of all, find your dream. What's your purpose in life? What are you dreaming? What do you want to do? What can you do? What do you want to do? Dream, plan, focus, and bring that thing to pass and take action. Dream, plan, focus, and take action. And you will have success like you can never even imagine. Your life will look like something that you will be like, whose life is this? Whose life am I living? I never thought I could do this. I never thought this would happen for me. Now it is an open door. This is a season for you to prosper. This is absolutely your season to prosper. Yes, we're on the highway. That's all we have time for today. It's been great. It's been real. But you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. And this has been the Coach Lalisa Show. Have an awesome evening and a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you back Monday, 5 o'clock p.m., right here on www.blogtalkradio.com.